Our next two contestants are standing right here looking very excited. We have John Wilkinging and Megan Shade in front of me right now, chomping on the trivia bit. John, welcome.
Thanks. Nice to be here.
I'm glad that you're here. You are a theater actor.
Yup.
What kind of theater are you?
The musical theater,
musical
as long as
theater.
There's no dancing involved.
You don't dance?
I'm a mover.
You're a mover. Oh, that sounds very expressive. And you are a knowledge bowl team. What's a knowledge bowl team?
It's when a bunch of kids in high school get together
yeah.
and sit around this little electronic strip, and you just buzz in answering questions about stuff you should know.
Okay.
And that knowledge is gone now.
Oh, yeah.
It's useless knowledge now.
Are you into trivia? Are you a trivia person?
I am.
Good. You're going to need those skills, so you still have those.
It'll come in handy.
Okay, good, John. And welcome to Megan.
Thank you.
This is interesting. You used to research and write for encyclopedias.
I used to.
Really?
That, too, is gone, very much like most of my high school and college.
And you worked in dictionaries? Did you write the dictionary definitions?
I did a few very minor monosyllabic words
okay.
for the dictionary.
Have you ever heard of the?
Yeah. Is that one of yours? Is that your work?
No, I mostly did etymologies and sample sentences where I sort of wove in all of my family members' names throughout various... throughout various dictionaries.
So if people put all the sample sentences and dictionaries together, it would be like your memoir?
It would be, yes.
It's very crafty. All right, Paul and Storm, what is our next game?
This round is called Long Before They Were Famous. A long time ago, many people's surnames indicated their occupations. If your name was Mason, you worked with stone. If your name was Coleman, you worked with coal. And if your name was Sanders, you ran a medieval chicken empire.
We are going to give you a hint about an occupational surname and a clue about a famous person who has that name. You have to identify the person. So if I said, his ancestors ground grain long before this person cracked wise on SNL's Weekend Update, you would say Dennis Miller. The winner moves on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. Are you ready?
Yes.
Her family once built roofs, but she broke the glass ceiling of Britain's Parliament in 1979.
John.
Margaret Thatcher?
Yes, that is right, John. Well done.
His great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather may have trained falcons, but he wrote books like Light in August.
Megan.
William Faulkner.
There you go. Correct.
While her ancestors worked with metal, she worked herself into a tizzy as the Dowager Countess on Downton Abbey.
Megan.
Maggie Smith.
Maggie Smith is correct.
His ancestors once made barrels. But he's a barrel of laughs in films such as Wedding Crashers and Silver Linings Playbook.
Megan.
Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper is correct.
His forebears kept records in an office or maybe a court, and he presided over his annual New Year's Rockin' Eve broadcast.
John.
Dick Clark.
Correct. You guys are doing amazing at this game. You looked so scared at the beginning, and now you're just whipping through them.
Still are.
Well, it works for you.
This person's ancestors made and fixed wagons, while he is a folk singer and father to musicians named Martha and Rufus.
John.
Wainwright.
Which one? There's about 20 of them.
That's the problem. John?
I like that you went with your own name. We're going to need it more specific than that. Megan is holding up her hand, which is an interesting alternative to the buzzer.
Loudon.
Loudon is correct.
Right.
close match, but Megan, you are the winner of this round, and you'll be moving on to the final showdown at the end of the show. Thank you so much, John.